You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How good's that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
How good is that? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, Simo, we will find out. We have got here an item. It's something that we see, maybe use in day-to-day life. Simo, we don't know what it is.
Not a clue.
We have to try and work out how good it is. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's terrible. Maybe it's brilliant. Maybe we hate it. We don't know. At this point in time, Simo, me and you don't know what the item is. So it's always a bit nervous, kind of, for both of us.
Yeah.
Because we're like, this could go anywhere. It could be anything.
The item is a mystery.
Balloons. 3, 2, 1, go.
Big yes.
Nah, I'm right. I'm okay.
You're not a fan of balloons.
They go all right, but like, you know, they're not kind of earth-shatteringly amazing, are they?
I beg to differ.
Like, okay, state your case.
I think they are earth-shatteringly brilliant.
What, like hot air balloons or just your typical helium and oxygen balloons?
No, I wasn't going hot air balloons. I was right. Just going balloons that you'd have for a party or that sort of stuff.
Because hot air balloons, obviously a little bit more impressive, although, again, not as impressive as planes.
I'd agree with that, yes.
Because the element of control, there's very much like a chaos aspect to a hot air balloon.
Yeah, like the driver of a hot air balloon goes, I'm like, mate, do you really drive it? I'm pretty sure the wind drives it.
You got a license for
you
that?
You just kind of hold on.
You're just a pyromaniac with a big balloon.
But Simo, like party balloons that you'd have kind of just in your day. Like in my office, I've got like half a bag of balloons.
Yeah.
Because I bought some, kind of went everywhere celebrating maybe a birthday of someone here in the office with us. We'll crack out the balloons, and it's always a barrel of fun hitting a balloon to each other.
Have you ever come into contact with someone that has like an irrational fear of balloons?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. So it's not the balloon itself that freaks them out.
Yeah.
It is the potential of it blowing up in their face. So over time, they become like stigmatized and what is it called? Conditioned to fear a balloon in its wholesome form as well as that explosive nature of a balloon.
That is a good point. Mm. Like, there's nothing more devastating if you're a 10-year-old child or a 24-year-old child like myself than having fun with a balloon and then having it pop.
It happened during the week, the other week.
I know, yeah. Mm. I should stop leaving balloons everywhere.
Someone's just like, Jordan's left another balloon in the office. Bang, take that.
Just grab a pencil and just stab it.
How many more you got, by the way?
Well, I've got like half a bag of balloons in my office. Okay. And I could just go to the supermarket and buy more. Let's face it, they're not expensive.
It's interesting as well how the your average balloon, right, your party balloon, is like a celebratory thing, right? It has that connotation. You know, when you see a balloon, a party's probably going on, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's happening? Why is it there?
Exactly.
As opposed to a hot air balloon, very, very romantic, right? If you get someone, like, some vouchers to a hot air balloon ride, there's a little bit of subtext there. But whether if you just give them, like, some balloons, you know, it's just kind of like a celebratory thing.
If you combine them both, go in a hot air balloon ride whilst holding a helium balloon. And a t-shirt that says, I love balloons on it.
Okay.
Simo and Jordan.
Right now, in a galaxy far, far away, North Queensland.
That is a galaxy far, far away.
There's border closures. It's getting further away all the time.
Is this like, Simo, you know I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but I'm pretty sure this is the music for Star Wars.
That's right.
Not the North Queensland national anthem.
So, all through North Queensland, posters offering a prize to the caller who can do the best Chewbacca roar are cruising around that particular state.
Okay.
Now, Chewbacca is a big, hairy-looking thing from the Star Wars franchise.
Thank you for explaining, because, Simo, you know, I've never watched a Star Wars
That's
movie
right.
in my life.
Yes.
I don't know really anything about this.
Mm.
What is a Chewbacca roar? What does it sound like?
It sounds a bit like this. Like that.
Do that once more. Mm.
Like that.
No, I reckon you can do that once more as well.
So I'm not the only one doing it, apparently.
Bit of a no there to my third request. Are you doing the Chewbacca roar?
The posters are peppered throughout Cairns in North Queensland.
Okay.
Now, what it has come about is it's actually a revenge plot plot. It's not, in fact, a real competition.
Okay, explain. I don't get it.
So an ex-boyfriend has put some posters up all around town saying to call this number and make your best Chewbacca sound.
Oh, and the number is of the girlfriend or boyfriend who he split up with.
Correct.
That's kind of evil. No, I'll say that is evil, but genius.
So the three-year relationship came to a sour end. However, it's only gotten a little worse because now people have started making calls with just incoherent kind of Chewbacca screams going on in there. Here's how she's going with it.
Well, I'm getting phone calls at really strange hours of the night, about 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Hey, I thought it was quite funny, actually. I thought it was a good joke.
So she was enjoying it to begin with, but this has started going on for weeks and weeks.
So can I ask, what does this poster say? Does it say, please annoy my ex-girlfriend with your Chewbacca roars?
No, it says, Chewbacca roar contest, 3! Call this number, leave a voicemail of your best impersonation of Chewbacca, and the winner will be announced on August 13th is when this is set to end. So here she goes again.
Just pull it down, please, and, have a laugh for me, and if you want to make a phone call, go for it. I don't mind. Bring it on.
And I'm like, why is Chewbacca involved is my thinking. But then I was like, oh, okay, well, she has got a little bit of an interesting laugh.
Okay.
Don't you think? Did you notice at all?
Yeah. Now you mention it.
So listen out for it again. She giggles away during the news questions here.
If there's anyone out there that can do the real Chewbacca sound, I might marry you.
Oh, yeah. That's...
So I think that's maybe where the ex-boyfriend's coming from.
Yeah.
So this hit national headlines yesterday, and I just thought, well, Jordan, you're single, and if there's one easy way to potentially get another half for life, because Wookiees, the Chewbacca creature, they mate for life, Jordan, so this is your opportunity.
I don't like my chances considering I didn't know what a Wookiee, is that what it's called?
A Wookiee, Chewbacca the Wookiee, that's right, yep.
I don't know what any of those are, and I've literally only heard the noise it makes 3 minutes ago.
That's right, so try your, you're very good at improvisation, go ahead.
Oh, jeez, okay. So what was it?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Is
wow.
that it?
Hell, there's going to be hairy women is all of a sudden at our front door.
Simo, your acting is terrible. That was terrible.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I've given you a buzzer over there. Do we have that here?
Yes, there it is.
And the reason I've given you that is because, Simo, I want you to be the voice of reason during this story.
Okay, cool.
I want to talk about cricket.
Ooh.
And now I understand that that's not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm.
I happen to be a big fan. Simo, you not so much?
I like the one where they all wear white and stand out for a field for an entire 5 days.
Yep, that is cricket.
It's like, nice work, guys.
Well, Simo, I've given you that buzzer because if at any point you get kind of bored during this story, because I know the cricket, one drag about it is a bit boring.
Oh, okay.
If you get bored during this story, feel free to press play on that buzzer and we will immediately stop talking about it and move on.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Yep.
You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
So, Simo.
sorry. Please continue. I couldn't help myself.
How rude. Simo, England are currently playing a test series against the West Indies.
Okay.
I was half expecting a buzzer there, okay.
I already stopped you once. Go ahead.
So England are currently playing a test series against the West Indies. And they were out in the field, England, when one of the players had a bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Okay.
Ben Stokes is his name. He plays for England.
He's a ginger.
He is. He's also from New Zealand, but don't get me started on that. I'm very angry about that. But Simo, so he and the rest of the English team were out on the field. They're all wearing their whites.
Okay.
When some of Ben Stokes' teammates noticed a concerning stain.
Oh, hell.
On the back of his whites.
Okay.
This stain was brown.
Oh, no.
And in the vicinity of his buttocks.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
Especially in whites.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, regardless. No, if you defecate yourself, right, It's not good in any clothes, Jordan. Doesn't matter whether they're white,
good point,
red, blue, or green.
I mean, if it's brown, you could probably get away with it.
No. There's a scent involved. There's a bit of an aroma.
If it's brown and you're in a smell-proof box,
yeah,
you may be able to get away with
it. And then again, you are kind of tiptoeing on the difference between how he's feeling versus everyone else.
Mm.
I'm very much in Ben Stokes' shoes here. I'm experiencing...
Why, have you defecated yourself?
No, but I just imagine it would be the worst.
Well, yeah, Simo, like I said, I agree with you. There's never a good time to poo yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
However, when you're out on the field of an international cricket test match, admittedly, there's no one in the stands, but there's thousands of people watching on TV, and you're wearing all white, that would be a bad thing, especially when all of your teammates who are trying to win the match... come over and just start laughing and pointing at your bum.
Oh, dear.
There's like footage of all the other English fielders absolutely losing. And Ben Stokes, the cricketer, has returned fire to a degree by coming back on Twitter saying, it wasn't that.
What was it?
I sat in spilt coffee in the change rooms.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
But I'm not sure if I believe him.
That's fair.
Just kind of looking at the stain and looking at, you know, coffee's a liquid. I don't know if that would be...
That's fair.
I don't know. Maybe Ben just didn't have the best meal the night before the cricket match.
Oh, well, that's good. Ah, I'm glad did you get that out of your system.
Yes, we got through the cricket story without the buzzer. I'm kind of surprised.
But you got it out of your system. You're feeling relieved.
Oh, I haven't pooed myself.
Simo and Jordan.
It just seems like a lot of people spending time just trying to break Guinness World Records.
Well, it's one way to, you know, make the time go by, I guess.
Pass the time. So there is another guy. He's set another record. Actually, we should have, like, some kind of record-y kind of intro. That'll do. That'll work. Now, this guy's name is Ashrita Furman. He currently...
And the world now knows his name.
He currently has 600 titles to his name.
600 Guinness World Records.
I reckon there's just two blokes now. It's reached that point where there's just two dudes with all the records.
I mean, Usain Bolt's got the running ones. He's fine. His records are safe.
That's fair.
And then there's this guy, and then there's another, I think he's an American guy who's raising awareness for...
stem cell research.
Stem cell, that's it.
Yeah.
Who's broke like a similar amount of records and just kind of does it to get popularity.
That's right.
And they're like weird records as well.
Yep.
Like keeping balloons in the air.
Mm.
Or, I don't know what this record is, but I'm willing to bet this is a weird one too.
Okay, there's a sword involved.
Dangerous start.
There's a samurai sword involved and a head.
A very dangerous start. I'm not liking where this is going.
Would you still sign up to partake in it?
What? If all I knew was there was a samurai sword and some heads, I would say no.
That's fair.
I like my head where it is.
So the Guinness World Record includes chopping through 50 watermelons placed on another man's head.
Wow.
So this is like, you know, the Robin Hood thing, how he can shoot the, what is it, the seeds out of an apple or core out of an apple at 100 feet with an arrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like
the sword equivalent.
The sword equivalent of Robin Hood. Okay, number one, how do you balance a watermelon on your head?
That's a good point.
Like, watermelons are famous for being round.
Yeah.
Heads are also famous for being round.
You can see here there is a, there's a board involved.
Oh, okay, here. So you've got footage of it there.
Yeah.
So there's one guy who's on his knees.
That's right.
And he's got what looks like a bowl on his head.
He's got a raincoat on as well.
I don't think that'll protect you from a samurai sword, mate.
That's fair.
And then there's people placing watermelons inside the bowl on the guy's head.
Yeah.
And old mate is just standing there with a samurai sword chopping them off.
What about the guy wearing the mittens putting the watermelons onto the guy's head?
Yeah, there is a guy wearing red gloves. Wow, this is great. You've got it on your screen there. We're both watching it now. It's kind of hypnotising, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I kind of have to look away for a second or two just to kind of, whoa.
Also, everyone's probably imagining, you know, like a full-on ninja, like Jackie Chan or Jet Li out of Lethal Weapon with a sword, but it's not. This guy would be, what do you reckon, 60s, grey hair with glasses?
Yeah, very much wearing a dad kind of shirt tucked into the chinos and a brown belt.
Oh, yep.
I've just realised what we've done. insulted a guy who's just broken a world record for using a samurai sword.
Yeah, whoops.
If he's listening, I would like to distance myself from those comments.
Oh, there's a slow-mo!
Look at the slow-mo!
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about paramedics. I think we can all agree they do an unbelievable job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I certainly couldn't be one, put it that way.
That's fair enough.
And there's a TV show on, I think it's called Ambulance Australia or something like that.
Okay.
Which is like a fly-on-a-wall style documentary going around with paramedics in the ambulance, seeing the day-to-day stuff that they have to deal with.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never partaken in an entire episode. Watch, have you been tuning in?
I've been tuning in. Like, it's an amazing show, and it kind of opens your world up to... It can at times be quite confronting.
That's what I mean. Is it pretty full on?
It can at times be, yes.
Can you eat at the same time?
I could eat during anything. Jack's dying in Titanic. He's like, where's the popcorn?
Rough.
But no, it certainly is a confronting show because paramedics, they're out there on the front line and have to deal with, you know, tough situations.
Absolutely, yeah.
Almost on a daily basis. Mm. And one thing I like about the show as well is it also, as well as the people in the ambulance on the front line, also shows the people in the call centre who are receiving the 000 calls.
Yeah.
And kind of trying to work out what's the best course of action, because they do an amazing job as well.
They would have some absolute stories, I imagine, the people that do that gig.
Well, this TV show, Ambulance Australia, there is a UK version of it, which I think is just called Ambulance.
Right.
And a certain little bit of it has gone viral online because of something that someone had to deal with.
Okay.
We've got a little grab of it here now, Simo. So this is the person in the call centre receiving the 000 call.
2 hours into the shift, and control have already received 668 calls.
Romeo 616, thanks, Matt. It's a 20-year-old male with a cucumber in his rectum. Matt said, well, I never expected that, Sue.
Couldn't. Yeah, there's some stories. Yeah, right.
Yep, you said they would have some stories to tell.
I guess that's...
That's certainly one. I love the fact that she tried to kind of still be professional.
Get your vitamins, I guess.
You know, you still started to be professional and kind of keep a straight face.
Yeah.
And then just had to laugh.
Ooh.
A 20-year-old person with a cucumber in his backside.
Yeah, that's storage, I guess, whatever. Whatever you're up to, I don't know.
I'm worried about how you get your groceries home from the supermarket.
Not that way, that's for sure.
You're going bright red now, are you sure?
Oh, just because it's not where it goes, Jordan.
Yes, I think we could all agree. That's correct. So, yes, Simo, so paramedics, they do have some amazing stories like this. Now, I love that even though that paramedic there still tried to be serious.
Yeah.
Still had a bit of a giggle at the end.
No joke.
She was telling her colleague about it.
Right.
We've got that grab here. Now, listen, right at the very end here, the guy says something quite disturbing.
Hopefully it is a hoax. If not, it...
It could have been doing a bit of late night gardening. You don't know.
One of your five a day anyway.
One of your five a day. I don't know how they're eating vegetables in England.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Well, there's not a lot of sunlight either in England, so they'd probably go a bit stir crazy.
I was wondering where you're going with that. Because it's a cloudy day today. It's like, oh, there's not much sunlight around. Get the cucumbers.
What's the percentage of water in a cucumber as well? Because it'd be...
I don't know.
Hydration.
Well, a watermelon's got more in, but I wouldn't recommend putting that up there either.
No. Definitely not. One's a fruit, one's a veg, though, of course.
So I did want to become a paramedic. That's
really?
As well as... It wasn't
no, you
my,
don't.
It wasn't, no, like, going back
when
like, six-year-old Jordan was around. Right, yeah. I did want him to be a paramedic.
Little Jordan. Those are your people as well. I almost forgot.
Yes, I was hoping you would. I am part British.
Yeah.
I did want to be a paramedic, so that could have been me dealing with...
Probably feel a kinship with those guys.
That person who put a cucumber up his
bum. Or the guy that said, well, it's only five... What would he say? It's his five
one
a day?
Of your five fruits a day.
Wow. What's a veggie, right? Isn't it?
One of your five vegetables a day.
Wow.
Hang on, wait. Is it two and five? Is it two veg, five fruits?
Either way, you're getting nowhere near it, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want any fruit or vegetable in that area, put it that way.
No, but you're not getting any at all.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I had an apple.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
Can't remember when, but I'm sure I've had one in my life.
That'll keep the doctor away.
Mm-hmm. So, Simo.
Yeah.
Paramedic.
Yeah.
After hearing jobs like this and what they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Perhaps potential career change? What are you thinking?
No,
yeah or no.
I wouldn't be touching that with a 10-foot zucchini or a cucumber.
Good call.
Or any other green elongated vegetable.
I also won't be touching any cucumbers ever again.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.